This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Here to talk about the current day team and all the accomplishments they could have at their disposal. Long time cover of the Orioles. Our colleague here, am I allowed to say that on 105? It's too late. Already been said. 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, featured artist Friday. Total Request Thursday. That was Chicago. Dude, I'm losing it. And it's his favorite band. He's Steve Molesky. Steve, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm trying to calm down after hearing Chicago there. Good job by knowing.
Yeah, Chicago Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, even though apparently Peter Cetera didn't like the trumpets and all that stuff. But we're not here to talk rock and roll history. Let's talk about these current day Orioles. And Steve, Levant Soto had a locker. I know they've got 54 minutes to announce their opening day roster. Baker had a locker. Do you need to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what's going on here? Or could there be like a Mateo curveball happening here in the next hour?
I mean, I guess there could, but also the reason they wait as long as they can, Bob, is waiver wire, things like that. Got players have opt-outs. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff swirling, especially with end-of-roster players. You know, we're not talking about starting lineup guys, but, you know, you want to have a good thorough roster, 1 through 26. So might be someone they had interest in at the 11th hour. We could still be surprised, you know, when they finally announce this thing.
Now, we did get Toronto's lineup just popped up, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But at shortstop for the Orioles, we know it's not going to be Gunnar Henderson. And Mike Elias said to the media a couple of days ago, Steve, that, hey, Jackson will be there. Hopefully it doesn't stunt his growth at second base, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you're worried about that, why even play him at shortstop? Because I guess Westberg and Arias will go to second and third, respectively. But why Jackson at shortstop if you're grooming him, air quotes, to be your longtime second baseman here?
Well, he's played shortstop a lot more than he's ever played second base. So that's the natural position for him, in my mind, is shortstop. They're moving him to second because they have a great shortstop. So, and he'll be fine there. He'll be good. He'll be plus there. I mean, I just seen too much good defense from Jackson Holliday on the farm to be worried about his defense at short. If he plays 10 games there and makes a couple of messy plays, it could happen. Could happen to anybody. But the kid can play short. He's not going to be as good as Gunnar, and he doesn't have his arm. So they're going to try to make do with what they have right now. But Soto could go there. Westberg could go there. Vasquez could go there. They got options.
Now, Steve Molesky joining us, 88-8-105-7 The Fan. Happy New Year, baseball fans. Opening day today, 3:07 against the Blue Jays at Rogers Center. Orioles finished, what, second in runs scored last year? Top three in homers. Steve, as you know, first half of the season, they were bashing away unlike any team in baseball. What could this ball club be as a run-producing machine, even though Santander's gone? He'll be in the lineup today for Toronto. And Gunner's going to start on the IL. Will we see more offensive consistency as opposed to a really good first half and a sketchy second half?
Well, if you look at a two-year sample, they've been remarkably consistent, and it fell off at the end of last year. But, Bob, from 23 opening day through the end of July of 24, that's 10 out of 12 months of two seasons, they average five runs a game, third in baseball. So this offense is good. I think it'll be really good, like top five in baseball potentially. And so they'll miss Santander, but O'Neill will hit some homers and Heston will hit some homers, and they'll move on, you know. And I think they've just tried to maximize their offense, having guys who can steal a base, working on a little small ball in camp, things that can take it from a good level to maybe even a better one.
Now, Steve, let's transition to the starting rotation, which I guess is an area of concern, especially minus Grayson for the foreseeable future. But I'm team Cade Povich. How do you feel about Cade, the number five starter heading into the season after a really good September where he had a sub-3 earn run average?
Well, man, I don't want to jinx it for this kid, but I just see, I really feel that this is a player who is taking his game to a higher level in front of our eyes. Started last September, continued in March. You know, he doesn't throw the ball by anybody, but the pitchability is off the charts good. He keeps working a little tinkering here, a little tinkering there, a little tweaking here and there to make pitches better. And he seems to have some guts and some smarts and some guile, kind of that crafty lefty mold, you know, old school baseball. And I think he could pop. Now, I'm not talking about he's going to be top 10 for the Cy Young Award, but I'm saying better than what you would think a fifth starter is. So I think that's exciting because in a the rotation has got a lot of old guys right now. There's a young guy with upside in Povich.
Hey, Steve, do you think we're going to see starting today a much more aggressive style on the bases and stuff, taking more bases?
At times, Vinny, when a game calls for it, Hyde won't run to run, or the Orioles have seldom been reckless with their base running, but they know, you know, when Mateo was in the lineup healthy a year or two ago, and Mullins, you know, they both stole 30. They have a couple guys who can do it. Jackson can run, can steal a base. Westberg, Kowser, a couple guys can steal some bags. So they're going to play a lot of close games. They always do. And in Major League Baseball, sometimes at 90 feet you get is the difference between four runs and five or six, which you win so many more when you get that at five or six spot. So they'll try to maximize the guys who can run on the bases.
What do you want to see from Eflin today?
You know, I wrote today that he struggled with third time through the order last year. If you remember in that playoff game, they pulled him after the fourth inning. 75 pitches against Kansas City because last year gave up an 850 OPS third time through. Now, that was a bit of an outlier on his career record, but it wasn't good last year. So I'll bet you one of the things he thought about this winter is how can I be better third time through? If I'm going to be the one or two on this team, they're going to want me to get 170, 180, 200 innings. And third time through is going to make the difference. He ain't going to pull him today after four innings unless, you know, he's really struggling early and pitch count really spirals. But that's an area for him to work on. And so with Eflin, you hope he can get more sixth and seventh innings, you know, keep the walks down, which he almost always does. And, you know, last 2 years, he's a 350 ERA pitcher.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Molesky, talking to Orioles with him, opening day 307 today. Rogers Center against division rivals Toronto Blue Jays. Steve, you know this, your Orioles history is as strong as anyone's, if not better than most. It's been 50, well, my math's not that great, 54 years since the Orioles made the playoffs, three consecutive seasons. If they do it this year, that, of course, will be something that hasn't happened since Nixon was in his first term. Will that be part of our Oriole reality here in 2025?
Well, I think they're going to make the playoffs, Bob. And, of course, in fairness to that stat, and you know this as well as I do, it was so fewer teams then. It was It was harder to make the playoffs than it is now, and there's no comparing 69 through 71 era to what we have today. These guys are good, but those guys were 108-win good. So they were the best in the game for those 3 years. And so, I think we're looking at three straight playoffs, which will be fun. They got to finally get off the schneid. And we both know this. All three of us know this. This season is going to be judged by what happens in October. First, you got to get there. Then you got to start to make it happen finally in that month. And that's how we're all going to judge this year, by what happens many months from now.